Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. So, Vince, thank you for taking the time for the podcast today. Welcome to the podcast. And as last week already talking to Unai from Barcelona, so we have another guest from Barcelona. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I always love to do anything related to water polo and to have water polo grow, even if it's just a little bit or a lot. It doesn't matter. It's a good purpose.
Absolutely. So we taking the time today to bring all the best purpose then to the also the information and the insights of your water polo career to all the listeners out there. So maybe we should start with a short introduction of yourself. So we already mentioned that you are playing and living at the moment in Barcelona, and maybe you can give us some more information about your current career until this point, where you start playing water polo. How do you come in touch with water polo at the very beginning? So we are very happy to hear something about your history.
Yeah, okay. So I'm 21. I'm from Hungary, and I currently play for Barceloneta, which is, I think, one of the top clubs in Europe. And how I got here was, this is my first year playing here. And before Barceloneta, I played 3 years in Hungary in ORC. That was my first professional team of my career. Before that, I grew up in, I would say, the biggest youth development teams in Hungary, called UVSE in Hungarian. And I started to play water polo actually in, so my first club was called Kope. I started to play when I was 8. I have a brother who also plays water polo, who is also in the national team. And I'm really proud of that. And we started to play water polo because our father was the biggest influence, because he was a water polo player himself. He was a decent player, but he never got to the international or to the national team level, and he stopped pretty early compared to the norm, because he had his water polo career was stagnant and he had other opportunities. But basically, yes, before we were born, my parents decided that, okay, if they are going to have a daughter, then she's going to play tennis, which they had, and she did, because we have a older sister. And if they are going to have boys, then they are going to go to the pool and play water polo. Before that, we did a couple of swimming, but nothing serious, just to get comfortable with the water. And yes, basically that's it. That's my brief story.
Yeah, so basically then the roots are really, or the direction for you in terms of sports are really then very early, yeah? So before you even was born, yeah? So it's very, very nice, yeah? So when it's a boy, then he goes to the pool and playing water polo. It's a daughter, then she goes to play tennis, yeah? So it's nice arrangement between your parents.
Yeah, and it turned out pretty good, so.
Okay. Yeah, so what was maybe then the other direction? So when you playing tennis, so would this also be an option for you? No.
I mean, we actually did play tennis for how long, but we did play tennis. And I would love to think that I was pretty talented and at tennis. But it's hard to say, because I was really, really young. So I think I played tennis when I was 6 or 7, my brother too. And we did a couple more sports, but we always knew that Eventually, we are going to do water polo. But finally, we got to our first team, our first official water polo practice when I was 8 and my brother was 10.
So especially then in the country like Hungary, yeah, so that you're really then saying, okay, maybe tennis is not the best option, so because it's not
Yes.
more or less not so familiar with all the people in the country like water polo, yeah, so maybe then we have a better chance to play water polo to be some kind of popularity or go in
I
other
mean,
countries or
like,
whatever.
it's hard to put it that way because still the best tennis player in Hungary is, I don't know if it's 10 times more famous, but a lot more famous than the most famous Hungarian water polo player, let's
Ah,
say.
okay.
So, because overall, we can like say objectively that tennis is a bigger sport, it also could have been a good option. And we actually love to play tennis nowadays, the whole family, because my mother played tennis, and her whole family played tennis, and my father also. So we come from a pretty sporty family, but
Yeah, so at the end, I would say it turned out that you took the right decision to stay with the water polo, right?
I would say so, yes.
So you already mentioned that you are, really young guy in water polo terms, yeah. So that you already on the other side have a long, let's say, career coming from the Hungarian league and also from the youth clubs and youth teams in Hungary. Now moving from Hungary to Spain, so there are, a lot of people or a lot of players are making the move from one country to another country. So was it easy for you to move from Hungary to Spain last year?
It wasn't super difficult, but obviously it's a big change in my life. I first moved out of my home where I was living 1 year ago. So I lived alone for half a year in Hungary, but it was kind of a good preparation before moving countries. But this is why I decided to move to Spain, to come to Barceloneta, because this is the type of person I am. I love new challenges, and I'm really open to trying out new things or experiencing life, I guess. And it has been a really like it turned out to be a good decision because I enjoy living here and then and being with the team and then and playing water polo in this club.
Yeah, so then it's also as you said, a good preparation then to live inside Hungary for for half a year alone, not at home anymore, yeah. So and then making the next big step over the boundaries to other countries, in this case of Spain. So from a water polo perspective, what do you think about the level of both teams? Yeah, so you come from your previous club to Barceloneta. Are there any big differences in terms of philosophy of level? Is it really different style of water polo between the two countries, maybe?
The first difference is the level. This is the highest level I have ever played. Obviously, like not comparing to it to the national team, but club-wise, because we could say that we are Champions League contenders this year, one of the contenders, and with the ORC, I never had this. We never had this quality of team. It doesn't mean that we didn't have a good team. It was just like I have 2 seasons already in the Champions League with ORC before, but we never made it to the final 8. That's the first thing, and obviously, like the culture of or water polo itself is a bit different. But many people have been asking me like, what are the biggest differences in training, philosophy? And obviously, there are differences, But at the end of the day, it's also like water polo, and it's not like we are doing something revolutionary here or in Hungary. Or yeah, there are differences, but and I wouldn't say that either way is good or bad. It's just different.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's maybe also the impression or the feedback I received from many other water polo players or guests here in the podcast. Also, it's not really something totally different. Yeah, so there are differences. So it's obvious. So between the countries and the idea of playing water polo, it's also based on the coach at this moment in time, who's in charge of the team. But yeah, so it's really, as you said, only water polo in each of the countries. And maybe then at the end, when you have the chance to play in different countries or many different countries, then you have the chance to collect all the different information and all the pieces at the end, which makes you maybe then the better player or the complete, more or less complete player at the end, saying, okay, I have this from Spain and this from Hungary, this from France, I don't know, yeah, so that you are able to say, okay, I'm really have the best of each of these countries at the end. So just to grow. When you say it's not really on the national team perspective a big difference, how does it feel to really wear these cap for Hungary then? So because of the history of this country in terms of water polo. So you already played in the under 20 or in the under national teams also, but in general, so is it really then something special for somebody like you or someone like you coming or playing for his own country?
Obviously, it's an honor. First things first, like representing your country in every way or in any way or form is something that you should take, I think, really serious because I value my origin and my home country. So that's one thing. And the other thing is water polo has a big culture in Hungary. We are the most successful water polo nation in the world. So yeah, obviously it's a big thing. It's a childhood dream of 99% of water polo players in Hungary to get in a national team. And we made it with my brother, which is an amazing feeling that we can both wear the national team colors. So yeah, I enjoy it a lot. It's always different, and obviously, like what 80, 75%, 80% of the year is we spend time with our clubs, and then the other time is with the national team. But it's always a pleasure to play for your country, and it's just a different thing and another energy when, for example, we had now. My biggest competition has been so far the Paris Olympics. It was crazy to see to play in front of, I don't know, 17,000 people, not so far from Hungary, but still in a different country, and like feeling that much love from the friends, from just overall, really, like everyone. Like Olympics has such a atmosphere and so much attention around it because everyone is like following, even if they don't like sports, even if they don't like water polo. It was special.
Yeah, so the Olympics was really special. So maybe we can talk about the Olympic Games in Paris last year a little bit more because, as you mentioned, so this was really an amazing event. Yeah, so we were there at the last 4 days or 4 days, the weekend with all the finals and medal games and so on. And as you mentioned, so we met also many people who are not really familiar with water polo, yeah. So they are seeing our shirts or whatever. Are you playing water polo? You going to watch water polo this evening? I was not really aware of the sports at all, but I have tickets. So this was really then good to see or nice to see that people are going to the water polo games in Paris, even though they are not really familiar with the game. Yeah. So the hope was there that somebody else is really starting to love this game. And there was also a very special game, or I would like to see or a little bit more about your perspective about the whole tournament at the end. But there was also the bronze medal match at the end. So with the, let's say, not normal ending, maybe in the penalty shootout where Hungary was not able to score one penalty. So I doesn't want to go into this again for you mentally. But this was also something, for water polo familiar people, not really a familiar situation, that one team is not able to score maybe one penalty. So was you was the second?
I was the second one. I think I was the second, or probably, or the third.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. So when you say the Olympic Games are as such a special event, so how special is it for a player when the coach comes says, "Okay, you are the one of the, out of the five guys who are able to shoot the shootout or the penalty"?
Obviously, it is special, but it comes from also like it comes with a lot of trust, but also with a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really. I never really take it as pressure, or pressure rather as a honor or as an opportunity. And it was the same thing in Paris. I have been practicing really penalties all my life because I have taken so many penalties throughout my career so far, and I will take even more. And even like the whole summer, I was practicing actually with Dana Schwarga a lot. Not a new technique, but something to make it more my penalty shooting.